Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
When I look back over all the stuff that Kraft told me Saturday night before the game, that was easily the thing that stood out the most. Basically, I hope and pray that Tom plays for us next year, or number two, that he retires. And that's not what Tom Brady wants, I can tell you that much. He might play for the Patriots, and if he does, he'll go back willingly and I think happily. But he definitely, I mean, unless nobody wants him, unless there's not any one of the 32 teams that want him, he's not retiring. He's made it very clear to me that he's playing next year. So we'll see what happens. But again, Mike, I just think, just my gut feeling, if I had to guess right now, I think he's going to play somewhere else in 2020.
Peter King with Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. That's not Mike Felger. He's talking to Mike Florio, and that's the Peter King sound that we're playing to you today. He's coming from that interview. You can catch that on, their platforms, and Pro Football Talk on NBC Sports Network and whatnot. So thanks to them for letting us run that sound or just taking that sound. We are coming to you from Banners Kitchen and Tap here at the Garden, Felger and Maz with Big Jim Murray, and we're to your phones, as promised. There's still some leftover chatter with Alex Cora and the Celtics from last night as well. We can get to that, no problem, but to your phones here. Anthony and Natick, go ahead, lead us off this hour.
Hey, Mike, I'm definitely with the Stidham thing, too, and even drafting somebody and developing, but it's funny, though, you guys are definitely against it because you've already made your stance clear on the free agent list. The only one that really caught my attention was Teddy Bridgewater, and I kind of believe Bridgewater was a guy who never really played bad. He just had a freak injury, and he's only 27 years old. Now, the contract's too high. That's obviously one thing. But I would sign Bridgewater. I would. That would be the only guy on that list I would sign. But other than that, I am with the whole Stidham thing.
Okay, Anthony, thank you. Again, the question of the people is, if Brady moves on, what do you want them to do with the position?
So I want Stidham and another guy drafted. That's what I would do, and I would create a competition in camp with two young guys and then identify the winner of those two guys, you know, the better of those two guys as the next quarterback of the Patriots. If they were to go the veteran route, I don't hate the Bridgewater idea, okay? I don't. But he's going to get more money somewhere else.
It's too expensive. He was $7 million as a backup last year. And he probably,
that's crazy money for a backup.
And he probably earned a starting job with the way he played last
year. Definitely. They went 5-0, and he was playing better at the end. Once they started to settle into it, he was getting better.
Yeah, I don't hate him. I think his release is too long. He's got a big windup, it feels like to me. I like the guys that, and I think this offense and what I'm used to is just that quick release. I don't know if he has it.
I mean, some of those teams out there are desperate. Someone's going to give him more money.
Tony in the car, your thoughts.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, I'm calling about the Brady situation. If Brady's not back, I'd like to see him go with Stidham. And I think the problem you're going to have without Brady being there is that you're not going to be able to attract any free agents as it is. So go with Stidham, keep Kessler as his backup, and then build through the draft and tank for Trevor Lawrence coming out next.
I'm not tanking. And this stupidity, but thank you for the call. I'm not calling you stupid. But the stupid take that you're not going to be able to attract any free agents is, how do the other 31 teams get free agents? How do the other 31? They don't have Tom Brady either.
Money.
So you're the only way you draw free agents is Tom Brady? That's freaking stupid.
Okay, but this team historically does not knock people over with piles of money.
No, but listen, but all I'm saying is every now and then you get a receiver to take a little less to come here because he wants to play with Brady.
Sure.
Every now and then. Other than that, for the most part, you're getting players because you're giving them a chance to play and you're giving them a fair contract. That's it. There's very few guys. Some have, but very few have said, I'll take less or come here just because I want to win a ring or just because I want to play with Tom Brady. Revis was one of them. I'm not telling you that it doesn't exist. It has existed. But on balance, the vast, vast majority of guys that have come here because they have a chance to play and a chance to make money.
Well, look, I also...
That's it, and that's how you will continue to get guys.
Yeah, and let's not forget, too, the Jamie Collinses of the world.
And by the way, why is Bill Belichick not a draw?
I was just going to say that Bill Belichick goes to a guy like a Jamie Collins.
Well, if you're a defensive player, he is. If you're offensive, no. Once Brady's gone, no. I think you're going to have a little bit more of a difficult time being a draw for someone who's a wide receiver.
See, I don't totally agree with it, though.
Me neither.
You're going to come here and play with Jared Stidham just because they're going to give you a mountain of money?
Okay, but I think Bill, is an appealing option. And that he'll say, don't worry, we got that figured out. We'll make it work for you.
There are players who are reticent to go to really sucky teams, but if you're decent... Green Bay, which is a hellhole, draws free agents. Buffalo, which is a worse hellhole, draws free agents. Cleveland draws free agents. You can draw free agents anywhere if you give them the money and the chance to play and the promise, when I say not a promise, but a potential to win. That's all they want.
I mean,
and you'll still have it here.
And Murray, even if it is on defense, so what? Like,
chance to really win a ring, I mean, that goes out the window. So
yeah, but Jamie Collins was willing to come here and say, you know what? What did he get? $2 million? It was something really low.
So what? If free agents only go to a place where they think they have a chance to win a ring? Wrong.
Not all of them.
Completely wrong.
But for some guys, that's important.
Very few.
I think the draw of playing with Tom Brady is a thing for certain guys offensively.
I think that is a Patriot fantasy myth. And it's not a practical reality of the situation. Right. The practical reality is the guys want to go to a place where they can play and make money, and third, have a chance to win. And there's the rare, rare case, and they were big cases, but a Revis or someone who says, I'm going to go there for 1 year, get my ring, and go somewhere else. But no one else gets that benefit anyway. So it's not like you're at a disadvantage. You're just back in the pile with everybody else. You'll get your free agents. You should if you'll pay. Brian in the truck. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, guys. So Stidham is a fourth-round pick. I just don't think he's going to develop and be this great quarterback or the starter of the team. And call me crazy. I think you could win with Blake Bortles. Proven. He's had somewhat success in the league. I know Bill liked him coming out. And I think you could win next year with him. Thanks.
Okay. Blake Bortles. Give Bill Belichick Blake Bortles dirt cheap, Murray. Dirt cheap.
Great. So we're 9-7 next year. I mean, again, you're not winning crap anyway next year. If Brady's gone. So if Blake Bortles comes here, again, I don't want retreads. Start with someone brand new. Start with Stidham. If you draft him in the fourth round, and there's been fourth round success stories before.
Yeah, I was just going to say, just because he was drafted in the fourth round, what does that mean? Russell Wilson was drafted in the third. Brady was drafted in the sixth.
Dak Prescott, I think, was a fourth rounder. So,
yeah.
I mean, you have guys that have been able to make it. I mean, again, Brady was sixth. Either way, just start anew and draft someone else that can back up Stidham. Or like you said, Maz, maybe this the kid that gets drafted ends up playing better than Stidham in the preseason, and then you go forward there. I just don't want any of these retreads.
And I disagree that you're not winning crap next year. You're winning the AFC East next year.
We're making this bet.
Jim on Cape Cod on Alex Cora, quickly.
Yes, very quickly. Substance abuse people get 80-game suspension. Pete Rose is banned from the Hall of Fame. Alex Cora and the Houston manager should get 80-game suspension, and the team should be fined.
Okay, so Maz had it at 50 games.
So yeah, I did. I lost track of all the steroid suspension stuff. I know it went up, but my number's 50. I use similar logic to him, although Pete Rose has nothing to do with anything. That was not something involved in the with regard to a commissioner suspension in season, right? That's about eligibility for all, totally different. But to me, 50 games. I go 50 games. I think it's somewhere in that area.
Jimmy in New Hampshire with the leftover Celtics thought. Go, Jimmy.
Guys, it's like all hands on deck here for Celtics fans. Two awful-looking losses in a row. And tonight we play the Sixers, who have crushed us two times already this year. Marcus Smart, he's my favorite player. I just love how hard he plays. But he has been atrocious since he came back from injury. The last six games, we're 3-3. This dude is 9-37 from three-point land. 24%. And he just keeps jacking. He's 18-65 total.
The most amazing number there, tell me again, what was he from three-point land?
He's 18 for 65 from the...
Okay, 65.
Yeah, 9 of 37 from three.
He was feeling it yesterday, too. And I wonder if that had something to do with, and all credit to NBC Sports Boston, no disrespect here. But yesterday, did you know, was Marcus Smart Day on the channel?
How come we can't disrespect him for that?
All day long. Well, I mean, hey, I get a portion of
money
from
him. We're all part of the company.
I know, but still, I mean, you guys helped make this happen. You helped bad Marcus Smart happen on a night like last night. It's like he knew, hey, you know, it's Marcus Smart Day. I may as well start jacking up threes that I have no business taking. And he was brutal.
When's Tony Mazdek? I want to know.
And I talked over the caller. My fault. The number is always the attempts.
37.
How many did you take?
More than six a game,
dude. You can't shoot.
Yeah, keep hocking him up there.
That's unbelievable.
Seriously,
like, that's the number. The attempts with that guy.
Talk about a guy who should be chucking cans from the rafters.
I thought he sucked offensively last night too.
RJ in New Hampshire. Go ahead, RJ.
Hey, I was just curious, you know, if they were to keep Brady, you know, give him the money that he wants, is there any way that you can get him?
Yeah, I can't just, you can't talk to me on that phone.
Brutal.
I call you with through a kazoo.
Felger, what were you talking about again, Felger?
Just give Brady what he wants. If you give Brady less than what he wants, you're still porked. If you give Brady much less than what he wants, it's still way more than you want to pay. This is the problem. And again, if you believe in the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny and the NFL salary cap, you have to go way under what you paid him last year to have it make any sense.
Yeah, look, this is why I think I felt this way from the beginning. The team is all but daring him to leave. And now that we know the exact math of it all, it makes sense too. Brady goes in and says, well, fine. You know, what about the franchise tag? And they say, Tom, we can't use the franchise tag on you anyway. No, great, then give it up. I get to choose. And the Patriots looked at it and said, well, there's no harm in doing that for us, because the fact of the matter is we can't pay him $35 million with the 13.5 on top of it.
And then we get to blame you when you go play somewhere
Absolutely.
Else.
I mean, there's so many levels to that decision that they were never going to use the franchise tag on him anyway. So they said, fine, you want us to use it? They're daring him to walk.
If Tom Brady leaves, what do you want them to do with the position? That's the question of the day. What does Bill Belichick want to do? I'll tell you what I think coming up right after this.
It's Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Mazz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
This is your home of the Bruins. It's game day, and Felger and Mazz are broadcasting from Banner's Kitchen and Tap at the Garden on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Well, I'm just curious. We've seen Tom, obviously, on and off the injury report. I'm just wondering how the other quarterbacks that are on the roster have been able to practice. Tom just had to miss any time. How is Jared?
Yeah, I mean, those guys are always ready to go, and it's an opportunity for them. You know, it's hard to practice three quarterbacks, but and there have been a couple of examples where Tom hasn't been able to do a lot this year, so that's given Stid an opportunity to go with the first group and, you know, run our plays and run our offense, and that's been good for him.
Remember that cut from a couple weeks ago?
I do.
Maybe a month ago? All right, Jimmy, what's the date on it? It was in December, wasn't it?
Definitely.
December 17th.
There you go. December 17th. And so who does Bill Belichick want to be his quarterback next year? What does he want? I think when he called his backup Stid, he gave himself away. Stid.
Stid the kid.
Stid. First of all, Bill's willing to reveal, when he won't reveal any of this ever, that Brady's missing a lot of practice time. So it gives Stid ample opportunity to take reps with the one and get a lot of practice time.
No question.
So I just think that's sort of telling. You know, first of all, that Bill's letting us all know Brady's breaking down. But then to give the kid a nickname, Stid. So,
I mean, look, he was laying, you know, he was laying the foundation then for all of this stuff, right? That's really what it comes down to.
I think Belichick salivates at the proposition of having a quarterback who makes $585,000. And then having all the flexibility to spend elsewhere on his roster and build his roster elsewhere and, you know, just have a total role reversal from the way it's been here. And on most good teams. Most good teams have a big quarterback who takes up a big chunk of the payroll. And this kid, $585,000, I think he would love. So Belichick. Talk about a way to stick his ass in everybody's face. I'm winning with a quarterback that's costing me $585,000. What's yours costing you? $30 million? Oh. Nice.
Right. Russell Wilson, 35. Roethlisberger, 33 and a half, 34, whatever it is.
I'm winning with the guy who makes half a mil. You don't think Bill would get off on that?
Oh, totally. I mean, that's what happened with Brady the first time around, really.
I mean, true. But there, at that point, I think Bill, you know, Bill needed anything. He, you know, now Bill gets to sort of, you know, go for style points. Back then, he needed to win or else he wouldn't get another job. But either way, be that as it may, I think he wants Jared Stidham. I think he wants him to be the guy. I hope that he's right. And this is the thing that Maz read this week that, you know, had his eyes pop out of his head. Jeff Howe on The Athletic was doing a story about Brady, and he was going through the options for the Patriots going forward, and he got to Jared Stidham, who does not only does he make $500,000, he signed through 2022. So you get him for the next 4 years at that money.
Three more.
20, 21, 22. Three more.
Boy, was that, that was Murray math right there. Is
classic.
What that was.
Classic.
Well, you know, you still think we're in 2019.
That's 3 years? No, don't make any excuses for me. So he gets to Jared Stidham, and he writes, signed through 2022. The fourth rounder out of Auburn was tremendously impressive throughout the spring and summer. Did he show enough to Belichick to earn the keys to the kingdom if negotiations go wrong with Brady? That question will be answered in some fashion in the very near future. But he says he was tremendously impressive throughout the spring and summer. Do you agree, Miz?
I mean, that is such an exaggeration that I consider it hyperbole.
But to Jeff's credit, that's what he was writing then. I remember this during the preseason. He, along with some of the other beat guys, were writing like, oh, no, but I've never seen any of the rookie quarterbacks, including Garoppolo, look this impressive in camp. Like, all right, let's pump the brakes a little bit here. What are we doing?
I mean, I think he's been I don't doubt that that's what he saw, but if he does what a typical reporter would do and bounces it off of people, which is to say, hey, I thought Stidham looked pretty good. What'd you think? I think they fueled it. And by they, I mean the Patriots. And so they wanted out there that they think highly of Stidham.
So
I think it helps break the bond with Brady publicly.
So if this matters, Stidham's preseason was by far the best of a rookie quarterback under Bill Belichick, including Garoppolo's first preseason, which was excellent, including, well, just go down the guy. I'm reading from, I think this is Mike Reese from At The Time. Stidham put together the best preseason for a rookie quarterback in coach Bill Belichick's 20-year Patriots tenure, and it wasn't that close, he says. Preseason stats don't always tell the whole story, but there is legitimate optimism that Stidham has laid a strong foundation to give himself a chance to become what the Patriots previously had in Jimmy Garoppolo. Here's how Stidham's preseason stacked up to rookie quarterbacks in the past decade under Belichick. So they only go back 10 years here for this sample. But anyway, Stidham threw for 731 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. Danny Etling, not even close. Jacoby Brissett threw for 387 yards, 1 TD, no interceptions. Garoppolo had a very good preseason in 2014, 618 yards, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception. Ryan Mallett, 357, 1-1. Brian Hoyer, 354, 1-0. So they don't give me quarterback rating or completion percentage. I could do it if I wanted to do the math on it. But Mike Reese said at the time, that was the best preseason for a Patriots quarterback in Bill Belichick's 20 years here. He goes on to write, offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels did his best to temper expectations last week. Again, this is from the summer, saying Stidham has a long way to go. That's true, but no one is expecting him to be a finished product at this point. So it's also fair to say, as senior bowl director Jim Nagy opined, that the Patriots have to be giddy over Stidham, who elevated to the number two spot Saturday when the club released Hoyer. You have to remember, so they had Hoyer here as the backup, and they felt so much of Stidham that they said, we can afford to get rid of Hoyer because Stidham can handle it if Tom Brady goes down. That's a statement.
Oh, I think it is, too. Now, remember, there were some other elements that played in there.
Did they do the same thing with Garoppolo? Did they have a third guy here in 14 when Garoppolo was here? I'll go back and look it up, but
I
keep talking.
I don't think so either, because he came in that Kansas City game. But the other thing, remember that there was talk of them wanting to bring Hoyer back, and then Indy swooped in after the whole Andrew Luck thing and brought Hoyer there behind Brissett. So, look, you know, either way, though, they were prepared to at least give it to Stidham in the short term, and that there was enough there to make them say he's ready for more at this stage than we thought he was going to be. So, I think they want to turn it over. I think deep down, and Kraft for that matter as well, but I think Bill looks at it and says it's time. And, you know, we're going to cut the cord here. We're going to move on. We're going to turn this thing over. And that's not just Brady, a quarterback. That's obviously the biggest one. They'll do it on defense, too. But he absolutely wants Stidham.
Yeah, but if they keep pumping him up like this, it's like what you're saying. It helps ease the transition. If Brady's going to end up going somewhere else, or they don't want to pay what Brady wants to be back, if they keep pumping him up with this Pats propaganda, then it makes the transition a little bit easier. People might, you know, be more willing to believe in Stidham.
Murray, the fact that they let Hoyer go and put it all on Stidham as only the second quarterback, and I know they signed Kessler later, is that Pat's propaganda, or is that reflective of how Bill Belichick feels?
It reflects on we're screwed anyway once if Brady goes down. So let's go with the young guy.
Stop injecting your own agenda.
No, I'm injecting the truth. Like, they were screwed. If Hoyer was here, that was a better option. He's going to give them more chance to win.
Murray, look, and I think I think
I know you believe in that crap, but go ahead.
No,
what are you trying to get at?
What I'm trying to say is that Howe may be Jeff Howe may be a cartel member, but you're sort of acting like it's just a PR campaign when Bill Belichick actually cut or released Brian Hoyer. So it's how Bill really feels. They're not making that up. Bill feels that way about the guy.
Right. Okay, great. Good for him.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, it's not – no one's trying to polish the pig there. They're just reflective of how Bill Belichick feels about the guy.
Yeah. Here's two guys that'll suck, so I'll go with the younger version of suck.
Well, the only thing is Bill's
camp – that's the way I look at it.
Okay, but is Bill's camp at all inspired to exaggerate a little? You know, they like Stidham, but they also can put a little frosting on it to help ease the blow of Brady.
Sure.
You follow me? Like,
sure,
It can be both. It doesn't have to be one or the other.
But let me tell you, I'm sorry. They're not cutting Brian Hoyer just to sort of prove a PR point.
Agreed.
They're doing it because they actually believed in the kid.
Agreed.
So that to me is significant.
And they weren't going to carry three quarterbacks.
Well, they do. They sometimes carry three quarterbacks. I'm trying to figure this out. Who was their effing backup in 2013?
No, 2013.
God damn it.
It had to be Mallett, didn't it?
I mean, how do you not just have that on there on the Patriots roster for F's sake on Pro Football? God dang it, that's annoying. God dang it.
No, just, why don't you talk and let me see if
I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
No, because you suck
just
at research.
Just listen properly.
You
God,
suck at research.
I want to throw myself out the effing window. Just have it.
Ryan Mallett.
Thank you. See, I said Mallett.
Who was in camp in 2014? I think they had another guy, and they cut the other guy to just go with Garoppolo. They had three guys in camp. So was it Mallett? I guess it was Mallett then.
Maybe it was Mallett.
I guess it was Mallett. I guess they axed Mallett.
Yeah, and they cut his ass, right? Because that was the whole, Ryan Mallett popped in the spring of that year, I think it was, after they drafted Garoppolo, and they were trying to trade him.
Was Tim Tebow in that 2013 camp?
I don't want to ask. I want to know.
Yeah, he was, actually.
Was he?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
God, that's annoying. When you call up the roster and they don't have the second quarterback on the roster. But they had a second quarterback.
But next time, ask the question and let us look it up so that we don't get totally bogged down.
God.
Because, first of all, you're in the driver's seat. Secondly, you suck at research.
Oh, I want to get baseball.
You suck at research.
All I literally put into Google was Patriots 2013 QBs. What came up? Tom Brady, Ryan Mallett, Mike Kafka, Tim Tebow.
Thank you.
There you go.
Okay. So all I'm saying is they had other quarterbacks in camp, and they got one whiff of Garoppolo and said, this is all we need, and got rid of everybody else.
Correct.
This year, they got one whiff of Stidham, and they cut all the other quarterbacks and said, this is all we need.
Oh, we have now, regular Hoyer and younger mobile Hoyer. So we'll go with younger mobile Hoyer in Stidham.
But I think at the time they were.
For your 2020 AFC East champion.
They were going to bring Hoyer back at a lesser number, though. Remember that?
What's that?
They were going to bring Hoyer back at a lesser number, and then he came in and gave him a stupid contract.
Stop injecting details now that aren't.
Oh, I know. That's right. I forgot. Facts are optional.
Well, I consider
when they don't serve your agenda.
Needless detail. We've already proven the point. They like Stidham, so they cut everybody else.
Oh, you're a researcher. Why don't you do that?
All we need to know. Murray, give
us take another break. Why don't you research it?
Hold on. God, I'm going to break this computer.
Another in-segment break.
It's the computer's fault.
Here's the question. Do you think Brady doesn't want to come back here because this isn't the best place to win? Do you think that's part of his calculus? That's a tease. We're going to answer this coming back, Maz. Do you think that part of his reason that he wouldn't want to return here, never mind the contract, is that he doesn't think this is the right place to win? We'll give you our thoughts on that after Murray's up.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
It's Bruins game day. Felger and Maz are live at Banner's Kitchen and Tap at the Garden on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
This is the worst collection of offensive talent around him probably in his career in New England, Mike. And they didn't have a tight end. They lost on Gronkowski and Jared Cook on the same day in March. They lost on their wide receivers in the offseason. Edelman was never really Edelman. He caught 100 balls, but he didn't seem great all year either. And he was really the only weapon that Brady had. That plus the fact that Belichick missed on N'Keal Harry. He might turn out to be a fine player, but in bypassing Deebo Samuel and A.J. Brown and D.K. Metcalf and Terry McLaurin, I mean, was a major, major mistake. That would have made a huge difference in the Patriots season. So I just think that if you're Tom Brady, you're looking at this situation and say, as painful as it is, I'd probably rather play somewhere else where I have a chance for the next year or two.
Wow, so it's that? He wants to go somewhere else where he has a chance? Like, he doesn't have a chance here?
No, so I think he's just tired of trusting them. Like, I think that's really more what it's about.
Well, but again, Peter King starts there. That's Peter King on Pro Football Talk with Mike Florio. You know, going over all the whiffs they had this year at the receiver position, which is true. They whiffed. They tried and failed. The draft, most notably, but in a bunch of other places. And the cupboard's bare. It looks like they need a pretty good rebuild there on that side of the ball. But is it to the point where Brady looks at it and says, I can't win or have success there, so I have to go somewhere else? Because if he feels that way, that'd be freaking stupid.
No. Well, can he maybe convince Rob Gronkowski to come back because he's still under contract here? I mean, that would certainly benefit things.
Well, you tell me. If they offer him the contract he wants, if they give him the respect and the commitment, and they give him the Drew Brees contract,
he comes back.
No, and they don't do a thing on the roster. They have it as is.
He comes back.
Sanu, Harry, Myers, Edelman, Lacoste, Izzo, Michelle, the whole group. Bring back the group stays the same, but the contract is commensurate with Drew Brees's, and they give him the commitment. Does he come back?
No. Yes. No.
I say yes.
Me too. And I say no, and he shouldn't either, because everything sucks except Edelman.
I say
and
yes.
It ain't going to get better.
Because I think really what is, I've always felt this way, what's at the core of it is that contract. Like, he looks at it and he says, now, wait a minute. You want me to be a babysitter? You want me to hold hands and teach these guys how to ride bikes? Right? You were training wheels the whole nine yards. And then when my contract comes up, you want to cut me? What? No, thanks. I'll do all that other stuff, but you got to commit to me too. So I think that that is what is at the core of it. Now, I also wonder, though, on some level, because Tony Romo said it in the broadcast too, right? Brady needs help.
Oh, that's what he and his people have been saying and crying about all year.
Okay, but there was a time in Brady's career where he elevated other guys.
Correct.
Right? And he said, I can still elevate those guys, and we'll make it work, and eventually we'll get there. Part of me wonders whether he feels he can really do that anymore.
Oh, I don't think he wants to. I think he's at a place in his career where he says,
so maybe that's more it.
Not my responsibility. I'm not going to do that. I think he thinks it's beneath him now, which I levy at him as a criticism. I mean, and he's probably not the one who feels that way. But when you're a younger player, you work with younger players. And
you have more to prove.
You have a certain mindset. And, I don't know, you take it upon yourself to work with that young group and come up together and blah, blah, blah. And then when you get to his spot, he doesn't feel that way anymore. And I'm telling you, not every quarterback has that. Some of these older quarterbacks do better with younger players. They just do. They just do. And no-name players, young players, bottom-of-the-roster players. The example I keep using is Aaron Rodgers and this is it Alan Lazard or Adam Lazard? Whatever.
Either, yeah, right.
This Lazard kid.
Came out of nowhere.
Green Bay. Came out of nowhere. I think he was undrafted. Bottom of the roster. And Rodgers talks about it all the time. He caught my attention in meetings. We started working together, blah, blah, blah. And the kid's a total nobody. But Rodgers works with him, has faith in him, throws him the ball. He's made some plays for him. He's not perfect. He's made some mistakes. Runs the wrong route all the time, I'm sure. But there's this, I can see it. There's this willingness by Rodgers to work with them and bring them along. And maybe at the end of the day, they're going to have something there. I don't think Brady does that like he used to at all.
Well, he's lost patience for it. There's no two ways about it.
So, but that's a whole other topic. What King and Mike Florio are sort of implying there is that Brady's going to look at the depth chart here and say, I need to go somewhere else where I have more of a chance. Which, maybe he feels that way. I think that'd be stupid. I think Belichick's going to give you a better chance to win than, I don't care what the weapons are in Los Angeles with the Chargers. Whoever their coach ends up being won't be Bill Belichick. Whatever sort of operation they run out there won't be this kind of operation. And this is still going to be your best chance to win.
Yeah, but his mindset's not going to change. If it's all of these same players, and even if he gets the years, which I think is more important than the money, his mindset's not going to change because he's going to show up in camp and say, oh, it's this again, and he's going to go through this season like the slog that it was for him this year, just like this last year.
So I would hate to have that happen. That to me is, that's why they have to move on. Because I don't think they're going to pay him enough to make him happy. I don't think they're going to surround him enough to make him happy. And then we're just going to have a repeat of what we've had the last couple of years, which has been a little bit of a downward spiral there.
Bill doesn't want him back. Deep down, he doesn't. I mean, I know I keep saying this. I just think that, you know, Bill's done with it. He's done with it, too.
But does Brady want them? And everybody says yes. Everybody says he wants to come back here. This is where he wants to come back. And so even with those depleted weapons, even though he's surrounded him with nothing, you know, he still wants to come back here. And I think so, too. If he does, quit pitching about what's around you and work with them.
Well, if they give him the money, he will stop pitching. If they give him the commitment, he'll stop pitching. But they're not going to give him that.
Long commercial-free segment next. If Brady's not back next year, what do you want him to do? That's the question.
Boston's home for sports. Failure's Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Phil.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
From Banner's Kitchen and Tap at the Garden, it's Bruins Game Day with Felger and Mass on your home of the Bruins, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's a good throw by Stidham, sliding up and then firing a strike over the middle to Myers for a first down for the Pats, who are now 6-for-6 on third down.
I mean, the pocket, it's the feet. You know, and that's a good catch by Myers. I mean, if you're Stidham, you probably want the throw back because you want to hit him in stride. But again, it's a completion for him. You move the sticks. That's all you want to see in your young quarterback do, move the sticks, get the team in the end zone. It's a good catch by Myers, not on the same page with Brady.
Perfect throw there to Myers, who plucks it at midfield.
And I think another thing with Stidham here, Paul, is his ability to come back after bad plays. Last week, potential pick sixes moved the team. Had a poor throw there to Myers prior. Came right back to him right there. Great throw.
Stidham, another quick throw once again to Myers. It was the first down for New England.
Now it's that rapport. Hey, you're used to throwing to that guy. And Myers has had a ton of reps in camp. I'm sitting with Brady at practice, just can't get on the same page with him here tonight.
There's another great throw by Stidham to Myers.
Smooth.
That's a nice ball.
That's the silky sweet throw right there, man.
Silk.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's take a look at Jacoby Myers. Where's he at? He's top of your screen. It's going to be a little speed out to the top. Good timing throw by Stidham.
A little Stidham highlight reel for you from the preseason. He was good in the preseason. That's who I hope is the guy. I hope he's the guy. All right, to your calls, as promised. Gina in Rentham. Hi, Gina.
Hi, how are you guys? Hey, just a couple of things. First off, nobody in their right mind could blame Brady if he left. I mean, they didn't give him the commitment or the contract that he wanted and his last negotiations, and he turns around and takes him to a Super Bowl. And secondly, in my opinion, any team out there would love to have his lackluster performance that he had this year and last year with the weapons around him and lead him to a Super Bowl. So, you know what? He's been here for 20 years. We've loved it. It's been great. Thank you very much. It's been awesome. You want to stay? Fantastic. You want to go? Who can blame the guy? Go out there, see what the market will give you. Enjoy your life.
Okay, Gina, thank you. I mean, I 100% agree with that. I don't blame him one bit.
Well, see, so this is why...
Do you think fans will, though?
Fans will forgive him?
Do you think fans will be mad at him if he leaves?
No.
If they are, it won't last.
No. I think that because, again, he's done so much that I think a lot of them will accept that sort of... explanation that Kraft gave, which is he has a right to do what he wants given everything he's accomplished. They'll be sad, but I don't think they'll blame Brady. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So they'll be, you know, they'll be annoyed or disappointed, but I don't think they'll hold him accountable for it. I think they'll hold the team accountable.
Yes, they'll be more angry at the team than
absolutely
him.
They'll basically say, well, they didn't put weapons around him, and so they forced him out the door. Brady's going to win that one. Belichick, the Crafts, and the Patriots are going to lose that one.
The PR battles.
Absolutely. They're going to lose that one.
Cuff and Pawtucket. Hi, Cuff.
Hello.
Hi, Cuff. You're on the air.
Hey, I think Brady's somewhat of a high school girlfriend. The times were good. At times, they were real good. But it's time to move on. There's better talent out there. I want to see, what do you guys think of maybe moving on from Brady, letting him do what he wants, starting Stidham in 2020, and maybe tanking for Trevor Lawrence? Okay. I'm going to sit and listen.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go. I don't want to tank. No, tanking is not in my...
They're not going to tank.
They won't do it.
I'd
do just about anything to see that happen, but they won't do it because Bill needs his precious wins so he can pass Shula.
Why have you gotten all bitter today, Murray? You've gotten all sorts of bitter.
Well, for one, I'm freezing. Two, like, I just don't believe, like, your ridiculous thing, like, they're still going to win the AFC, still compete, and, well, Stidham's going to be the guy. Like, I'm just already annoyed, because we have to do this for the next 3 months, and I'm already annoyed with having Stidham shoved down my throat as the heir apparent, and this is the next guy.
See, I think next year's
going to... They're going to suck next year.
They're not going to suck, but it's going to be bumpier than you think it is. They got a lot of guys up, Mike.
10-6 is a bumpy year for them.
Okay, but they have But the schedule's tougher than a 10-6 schedule.
2002. They okay. were 9-7.
Yeah, and they had Brady a quarterback that year, and they still had, you know.
I'm trying to tell you, I agree it's going to be bumpy. They're still going to win the division.
Yeah, you've got McCourty, Hightower.
And that annoys Murray when I say that.
Kyle Van Noy.
Because the Bills are going to win the division.
Like, I don't know whether they're going to win the division or not. Maybe they do win the division, but it'll be 9-7 or 8-8. I think it's going to be that kind of year.
Back to the original question. I think it's really, really dangerous to tank, especially in football. The NBA, it's been shown to tactically work if you're already down there. Like, for example, I get smart what the Warriors are doing this year. Like, if I'm the Warriors, fine. And in that sport, it really matters. The one guy matters. Even in football, though, even the quarterback position, I don't know. I don't want them to tank. It doesn't fit into Bill's plans, to your point. I think having Bill Belichick and tanking is a waste of Bill Belichick. If you're going to tank, let Bill Belichick go somewhere else. Trade Bill Belichick. Get a couple first-round picks, and then tank with Joe Blow as your coach. So, like, Bill Belichick's a waste if you're going to tank. So, no. And I think, and the whole idea behind having Bill Belichick, Murray, is that he'll find your next quarterback without having to tank. That's the whole reason you pay him that money.
They won't tank. They won't do it. They won't tank.
Not only will they not tank, they're going to win the division next year. Paul in New Hampshire. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I may sound ridiculous, but I'm looking outside the box. You guys are...
In the box.
I think that Brady's going to come back for another couple of years, and I think he's going to help. And I think they're going to offer him more than just a positional play. I think he's going to come as a player, but I think he's going to be with the team for a long time, whether it be part of the coaching staff.
Okay. Why would he want that, Paul? I'm just going to cut you off. You think he wants to make $75,000 a year and work 120 hours a week and travel away from his family to, what, coach some young quarterback? He doesn't want to he didn't give the quarterback the time of day now. Why would he want to coach? That's a hard job. That's a grind job. That's a tough job. He wants to be a mogul. He wants to be a billionaire. He is a billionaire. He wants to be that guy. He doesn't want to. Tom, we'll, you know, come back to us and we'll let you coach. Oh, gee, thanks.
Look, 10 years from now, it'll all be patched up. He'll come back when he needs to come back, and he'll wave and he'll see Kraft, and everything will be fine.
And another thing people imply is that they'll give him a job in the front office.
No.
He wants to what? Go scout? Go to the effing Senior Bowl every year in Alabama? Hell, he wants to go to Costa Rica. He wants to sit in board meetings in New York. He don't want to go to Mobile, Alabama, and like do what Elway did. He doesn't want to do that.
People here are delusional.
So, yeah, give him a job. He doesn't want that job.
He's way too big for Boston.
Okay, he doesn't want that job. All right, then give him points. Salary cap violation, you can't do that.
Oh, God, please. Boston's the gum on the bottom of his shoe. Look, let's not. This guy's like, he and Giselle are like, they want to buy up South America.
Todd,
crying out loud.
Todd and Winthrop. Go ahead, Todd. Todd!
Hello? Hi. Yes.
Yes.
I'm still on.
Okay, go ahead, Todd. You're on.
Oh, I'm up. All right, hold on.
Hey. Okay, no. I got you. God.
Yeah, hold on a second. Just wait a minute, Felka. I love that. The guy who calls us and says, yeah, hold on a sec.
Okay, here's something I don't want to happen. Sean in the car. Go ahead, Sean.
All right, guys, hear me out. So Cincinnati's going to pick Burrow number one. Washington will take that defensive end from Ohio State. Number three, the Lions. What if they were to draft Tua? And then we trade with them for Stafford, our first-round pick. What do you guys
think? Okay, Stafford.
No.
If I'm going to bring in Matthew Stafford at 20-something million a year, I'm going to stay with Brady at 20-something million a year. The point is not to go from one $20 million quarterback to the next. If I'm going to have a $20 million quarterback, it's going to be Brady.
Especially when one doesn't have a broken back or whatever it was he was dealing with this year. It's going to end his career prematurely.
I mean, the only argument you could make is if you thought you were going to have Stafford for the next 10 years. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
Right, so if he's like, the next guy.
Right. Like, that's the only argument you can make. We're going to lock him up. He's going to be the guy, blah,
right,
blah,
right,
blah.
Right, right, right. I'd bring in Pat Mahomes at 20, 30 million.
Sure.
And he's the next guy. Fine.
Because I think the whole key for them now is we're turning it over. We are flipping it over, and we're starting new. That is the real benefit for them losing Brady.
Here's the best-case scenario. That Jared Stidham is in the conversation with or has the chance to be Dak Prescott, who was taken in the fourth round.
it sounds stupid for me to say Russell Wilson because I think Russell Wilson's an elite Hall of Fame caliber guy, and I don't think Stidham is that.
Just stick with Prescott.
But Wilson was taken at the end of the third round, the 75th overall pick. So these guys do come from that place in the draft. There are elite high-end guys that come from the middle of the draft now. It's happened. Garoppolo was a late second-round pick, Murray, et cetera, et cetera. They're there. You hope that Stidham is this guy and that Bill found the right guy and developed him, and he's going to cost you $585,000 next year.
What if he's Kirk Cousins?
I'll take that as a next guy, and then you try and find someone better than him as you go forward, but at worst a bridge guy? Hell yeah, I'll take that.
Okay, so this, because Cousins was a third-round pick, and that's the only reason I cite his name. So you're talking about guys in the middle rounds, because Russell Wilson's a grand slam, right? I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, for crying out loud.
Yep.
So, you know, but if it's a Prescott or a Cousins, I think you've done okay.
You're still competitive. You're still going to make the playoffs. That's fine.
Yeah, you have Bill as a coach, and, you know, he should be able to get you to 11-5 with a quarterback who doesn't F it up, and then you see what happens.
I don't know why you just write it off. So why you're handicapping the 2020 and 2021 divisional playoffs, Murray? I don't know why you handicap it like that right now.
Where are they going to have any talent on that side of the ball, Mike?
Why do you keep going to the talent? Why don't you spend some time on the coaching?
No, because I...
Coaching's a big factor in these games.
Yeah, still, they don't have enough talent to get to 10 wins on that side of the ball right now. They don't. They don't.
They barely
don't. If it's going to be Jared Stidham, they don't.
I'd trade Sony Michel. That's what I would do. Get myself
Suck
another
running
pick.
Backs.
Go with Damian Harris and James White in the backfield.
No tight end. Suck wide receivers outside of Julian Edelman. Like, and they're going to give that to Jared Stidham. It's his first year as the starter. Like, hey, I hope the best for the kid. I hope it works out. But next year, they're not winning the division if they're not going to make any drastic changes.
I'll tell you, look, we're 4 days into this from our standpoint.
Day five.
Okay, but this is our fourth show.
Brady Watch, day five.
Okay, our fourth show.
Five.
Every day that we go along, day five, show four. Okay? Every day that we go along.
69 days till the contract expires.
I become more and more convinced that it's over. I just don't see where the math works, and that somebody's got to give me a good reason for why Belichick wants Brady back. Because I don't see one.
Well, someone, as Curran wrote today, go read it on NBC Sports Boston. It's just what we've been talking about the last couple days. Someone has to tell me how the money's going to work, too. All right, so how do you feel about Jared Stidham as the next Patriots quarterback? We picked that up right after Murray's 90-second update. There are no commercials.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.